Peace and abundance always. Thank you for listening to the Spiritual Podcast. This is Peter Abundant. Anger. Anger is something we often judge and feel is something terrible to experience or to express. But though anger isn't the ideal emotion, the ideal expression, the ideal way to communicate, we have to acknowledge that it has a place. And when we acknowledge it has a place, then we can learn how to be more proactive about how we direct it, how we use it. But oftentimes, anger stems from not feeling heard, not feeling valued, or the desire for us to feel understood. When we get into arguments, when we get into fights, it usually comes from two people wanting to be right, fighting to be right, thinking that the other one is wrong, or simply not acknowledging the possibility that you both could be wrong. But the anger that we may experience when having a conversation with somebody is something that stems from you simply wanting to be understood, to be heard, for the other person to allow themselves to be vulnerable to the possibility that they're wrong. Now, there is nothing wrong with that per se, but when we put our expectations on somebody else's ability to understand us, we give up our power to take responsibility for ourselves. And this is the dilemma, because we are engaged with another individual, having a somewhat of a serious conversation with this individual, and to invest energy in communicating with them about the things that we feel passionate about at the moment, yet need to balance that out with having very low expectations of how they would hear us or what they will hear and understand and how they would take it, is the true dilemma of conversation, communication. So what's most important for us to focus on? Is it most important for us to focus on communicating with this person, or is it most important to focus on managing our expectations as to what is going to come of the communication? I think it's more so about managing our expectations. Now, it will take practice to come to this mastery of being okay with putting in the effort of communication to resolve an issue, to come to an understanding, to respect one another with our differences of opinion, yet still manage the expectation that this conversation is going to be peaceful and go well by ending with a level of understanding and agreeance, right? Or what some people say, compromise. We have to allow ourselves to not be attached to a particular outcome when it comes to communicating or dealing with conflict. Though, we have to be clear as to our intention. So the intention needs to be from a place of being neutral in what it is you're looking for. You know, I think that when our intention is coming from a place of trying to prove to somebody that you're right, rather than communicate from a place of, okay, this is my perspective. What is your perspective? Okay. So from now on, what do we do? If this situation is to arise again, or if this thing was to happen, let's come to an agreement on how to move forward, rather than bicker about what happened, what you did, what I did. Is more productive to say, well, okay, this is my point of view. Let me hear your point of view. This is how we move forward. This is what we do from now on. And even at that point, it may take a few more discussions to make it a habit, or to make it just a system of a way of, okay, this is how we do things now. This is the new way of doing things. So it may take some time to even adapt and change. But once you've come to an understanding, rather than arguing and not coming to a conclusion or understanding, it is absolutely ideal to say, well, this is what we do from now on. So that way, this kind of disagreement, argument, debate doesn't happen. So, but I want you to understand that because I know as spiritual people, we don't like conflict, we don't like arguing, we don't like getting upset even, though those things have its place, right? But as we experience those things, it's important to know where they stem from. Where does it come from? And it comes from our desire to be heard. And when we aren't heard, or when we feel like the person isn't listening, then we feel a sense of, you know, unworthiness, like we're not valued. And that is something that is a prominent desire, to feel respected, to feel valued, to feel, you know, understood. So, and listened to, even though the person still will disagree, it's okay as long as you feel heard in your stance. So we have to understand and take responsibility for our part always. And the only thing we do have responsibility over is how we communicate and our expectations as to what is going to happen once we communicate and after we communicate. Because if our expectations are somewhat low or manageable, then the communication can still come from a place of, you know, putting in effort. But because you know that there's a possibility that this person may not hear you, then you're not putting all your emotions in a state of reliance on this person understanding you or listening to you, but rather you are saying to yourself, okay, this person may not hear me, so I'm not going to jump in 100% with my emotions, trusting that this person will get it. And when we do that and they don't get it, then we feel anger. We feel, you know, we don't feel valued. So when we come in managing our emotions with the possibility that, okay, they may not hear me, if and when they don't hear you, then you would have been like, okay, this conversation was a conversation, but didn't quite, wasn't a productive conversation, I would say, where you both understood each other. I'm not talking about a conversation where you both, you convince the other person that they're wrong or whatever, or you even agree with one another, but rather just simply are heard. When a person actually listens to you, considers what you're saying, and then decides, you know what, I hear you, but I disagree. That is still a positive result in communication. But everything that I share with you is always about personal responsibility, being accountable for yourself, because that's the only thing we have control over. That's the only thing that gives us true power, is knowing your role in every situation, every encounter, and everything that happens or doesn't happen, and acknowledging how you can show up, or how you have showed up, and how you can show up differently moving forward. And so what I want you to take from this is, when you get angry, don't judge yourself for that anger. I mean, you want to productively express that anger. You know, anger does have its, has its place, but you really want to take ownership as to what caused you to get angry. What was the trigger? What was it about what was said or did or what didn't happen that caused you to feel unheard, to feel, you know, discredited, to feel devalued? Once you come to an understanding as to what that is, then you can work on evolving past it. You know, you can work on not experiencing that again. You know, over time, that can be a possibility for you. Or if it's something that you feel is a righteous expression, if it's something that you feel is a cause that is so important that you don't want to change your reaction to it, then that's fine as well. But you want to come to a place of, okay, yes, feeling anger about this is right, is the right thing to do for me. But how do you express what you want to express in the most productive way possible, I think, is what you want to consider, right? Because if you're passionate about something, say veganism, and you're passionate about animal cruelty, and you want to protect all animals, and you're going to protest a slaughterhouse, well, if you go in there with anger and you're reacting from a place of violence, then you're not going to get the best results, are you? So there's strategic ways of expressing yourself that will work differently for different individuals, rather than just one way of doing things. So we have to take responsibility for how we feel, how we respond, and how we act. And that is true spirituality. Thank you so much for listening. Peace and abundance always.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.